This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Super excited to share with you today another one-on-one conversation that I'm having with one of you, listeners of the show, and I'll tell you how this came down. If you're not part of the free Primal Potential Facebook group, you definitely want to join because that's where I'm posting these opportunities to have a one-on-one chat with me. And this one happened like this. I put a little survey link in the Facebook group and I said, if you want to have a one-on-one conversation with me about something that is in your way, I gave them a topic this time, go ahead and fill out this form. And the form basically said, what perspective or limiting belief do you think is holding you back and what is it holding you back from? And I got some really fantastic replies, had some really powerful conversations, one of which you are going to hear today. And it started with this person sharing that they had a limiting belief that they don't deserve to be healthy and stay fit. She believed very strongly that she had some sort of mental block around weight loss, around working out, around having things be any different than they have been before. And it turns out that for her, believing that she had a block wasn't the same thing as actually having a block. Sometimes when we tell ourselves we have a mental block, all that it is an incomplete belief or a partial truth, a piece of a story that we just haven't explored. And so we see it there and it seems like it's a barrier. So we believe that it's a barrier and it's kind of like a false wall, right? If we were to get close enough, if we were to kind of put a little bit towards it, put a little bit into it, it would crumble really quickly. And that is exactly what happened right here. At times it was a little bit of an emotional conversation because she was so sure that this was a block, that this was a barrier, and it really wasn't. We had some important and powerful breakthroughs in the area of mindset around it's too small to make a difference, I don't deserve it, this is the way things have always been. So if you are somebody who feels like you've tried and failed, you've started and you've stopped, you can't break this pattern, you are going to love this episode. So let's get right to it. Hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to chat a little bit.
Yeah, me as well.
How has your week been going so far?
It's a zoo.
Yeah,
a little bit. We've got 4 kids under 4.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And the twins just celebrated their first birthday and business is just wild. So pretty good though.
Well, that sounds like a huge blessing. Happy birthday to your twins.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm looking forward to connecting a little bit, getting to know you a little bit better, seeing what I can do to help you help yourself.
I just listened to the podcast where you were talking about how you could talk about limiting beliefs forever. And I was like, well, let me give you a run for your money. Not that I can talk about them forever. I just feel like I have many.
You know what I think everybody does?
Yeah.
I really think everybody does. And the awareness of it, like just even knowing that it's a limiting belief is a really, really, really important first step. Like you can't change it if you don't recognize that A, it's a belief, and B, that it's holding you back. So give yourself credit. The more that you recognize, the more opportunities that you have to think in a little bit of a different way. So when I said to you, you know, what perspective or limiting belief do you feel like is holding you back? You said that you have a limiting belief about your health and your size that you don't deserve to be and stay fit.
Yeah.
Why?
This might bring up tears.
It's okay. Listen, I cry every day, multiple times a day, so it's fine.
It's wild because when I hear your story, like it's very similar to mine. Like I've had weight issues since I've been a kid. Mm-hmm. it was heavily ingrained into me that I was heavy and I was large. And see, this is one of those topics that just makes me cry.
Get it.
And it's been an issue my whole life. So even when I get fit, it tends to not stick around, not necessarily because I'm not doing the things that got me there. Like I honestly feel like there's a block in my head, like the thermostat. Somebody in our company talks a lot about the thermostat and how you just bring yourself, you bring yourself back to that level no matter what. And I mean, we're surrounded by personal growth, and thankfully my mindset's changing a lot over the years, but I've also had 4 kids in the last 5 years. So my body has changed severely in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
But I don't think I give myself enough grace sometimes, but part of me feels like maybe there is a limiting belief. Like, I know it's possible to lose weight. I know it's possible to get healthy, but I don't know if I believe in myself to the degree to get there and stay there.
Well, I've got good news for you. You don't have to believe that you can get there and stay there. Honestly, like, that's such a downstream belief that that's a later thing. That's not where you need to start, right? Because I didn't believe that either. I had so many, you know this about me, I had so many kind of on again, off again, start, stop, gain, lose, blah, 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 that I didn't have to believe I'm gonna do it, I can do it, I can keep it off forever. I don't think I could have believed that at the time. That is a belief that is developed over time. So I want you to take yourself off the hook for like not having that now. You have no reason to have that right now.
Yeah.
But I want to go back to what you said about, you know, perhaps I don't deserve to be and stay fit. Who does?
Yeah.
Like, I really want you to answer that for me. If you don't deserve it, do I?
I guess if you believe you did.
Well, is that all that it takes to deserve?
No. I mean, in reality, just like work and business and entrepreneurship and people who become those things, who deserve those things, is because they've gone after it. It's not because any particular person can't do it. It's because
they deserve. Doesn't even really have anything to do with it then, because I can think of like...
No, I guess not.
Yeah. Like, I think of, you know, business people or people that have gotten out of debt or people that lost weight. Like, okay, so they put in time, they put in effort, but they didn't necessarily deserve it. Like, they didn't, you know, what does it mean to deserve something?
Yeah. No, it's an entitlement. Like, nobody deserves anything.
Right.
I think.
Yeah. So I think that's one. Sometimes when we have these stories, like, maybe I just don't believe it, we just latch onto it because it's kind of the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah.
But if we really evaluate it, it falls apart very quickly, because I don't think there's anybody that can say, well, I have this because I deserve it. Really, as adults, kind of deserving doesn't have much to do with anything.
No.
So then you also said in what you wrote to me, you said, I'll always be heavy. Is that something that you feel is true for you, that you'll always be heavy?
Many days, yeah. Because I'm honestly, I don't know. I don't know what the block is. There's a block, and I can lose weight and then it goes back on. I can, you know, I don't think there's a day that's...
So my first thought is, there's very likely not a block, but the fact that you believe that there's a block,
yeah,
is kind of the problem.
Yep.
You know, because what you keep doing is going back to the past. I can't, because every time before I haven't. And it's kind of like, you know, the person who has gone for this job and gone for this job and gone for this job and they haven't got it, they haven't got it, they haven't got it, they haven't got it, on the seventh time they got it. But if they believed, well, I know I won't, because the last 6 times I did everything that I was supposed to do. I had everything that I was supposed to have and I didn't get it. What is a massive barrier? I won't even call it a block, because a block to me implies like something where we've got a lot of work to do, you know? I actually, from just listening to you and reading what you wrote, I think it's a lot simpler. I think you are very committed to the way things have been in your mind. And you are essentially deciding that your future is very predictable based on a pattern of your past.
Yeah, I can see that.
You are anticipating a future that is based on your past.
Which is crazy because everything else in my life
is like different.
I've had this conversation with my husband. There's nothing, every other area of my life that I've set goals or I've decided to achieve or gone after, it's happened. They've happened. And I've been able to, I mean, not everything. Don't get me wrong. I have a bajillion other things I want to do. But there's a lot of things that I've put forward and gone after and I've achieved it. This is the one area of my life that I've struggled with for, I'm 35, going on 36, so 24 years.
But honestly, I would love to see you divorce that, just what you just did, like going backwards again. That is a pattern that I believe is so ingrained you don't even recognize you're doing it.
Yep.
You are going back to the familiar past and then predicting a familiar future that looks exactly like the past, and you are not realizing that it actually has no grip on you. The problem isn't the pattern. The problem is your attachment to it. Mm-hmm. And when you recognize, oh crap, there I am again, assuming that things are going to be the way they've always been. Oh, there I am again, focusing on the way it's gone the last 50 times. Oh, there I am again, believing that things are going to look the way they looked last time. I have to realize that what is in front of me is wide open. It is wide open and it is unencumbered. You are not chained to the way things have been. You're not even gripped by it. You're not even influenced by it except in your own mind. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big fan of Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Me too.
And have you read Becoming Supernatural?
I have. It was the book that made me chuckle about getting, so I believed for 6 years I was going to have twins. Mm-hmm. And I've always believed in the law of attraction, not to get into religious beliefs and stuff like that, but I've always believed in something greater, and the law of attraction was my belief. And it wasn't until I read Joe Dispenza's book, Becoming Supernatural, that when we got pregnant and it ended up being twins, and it was a boy and a girl, like I said, it was going to be, that we laughed out loud, because his book literally explains the science. We've talked about it so much, believed it so much, and joked about it for so long that it ended up happening.
So then, that being true, do you understand how that is the same exact situation happening for your weight? Because what you keep going back to, what you keep believing in, what you keep focusing on, what you keep thinking about is the familiar past of your food choices, of your weight, of your fitness. You're doing the exact same thing, just in the opposite way.
In the wrong way.
Yeah. So honestly, you need to reread that book through this lens of food and weight and fitness.
Yeah.
Because what he talks about is recognizing and breaking those emotional attachments to the fear, the doubt, the way things have been, the worry, whatever, because we recreate it when our energy is there. And your energy is so clearly and obviously in the past pattern. And he talks about a clear intention and an elevated emotion. You have a clear intention, but your emotion is very much in the fear, the doubt, the worry, the judgment, the shame, all of that.
Yeah.
The beautiful thing is, it's really not a block. It's a pattern. It's a pattern of where you're putting your energy when you think about weight loss, when you think about food, your body, and all of those kinds of things. And the very first place you have to start is recognizing and shifting when your attention is in that familiar past.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just going to make it your predictable future.
100%. So on February 1st, like, I mean, coincidentally, it was a Monday, and anyone who has the all or nothing, like, hoorah mentality, it's a beautiful day to start a new month and to start a Monday. And so I started a new program. It so happened it fell on the same day. We had been talking about, my husband and I had been talking about getting out of a funk for a bit. And so we started the program on Monday, and same thing, like I'm doing well. I'm drinking my 4 liters of water. I'm working out 3 days a week. And I feel good. And it's that I'm on a good path. And I go back to the mentality of, well, when I get there, will I maintain it? And I know you talk about, I've listened to so many of your podcasts, and you talk about, don't worry about 6 months from now. Don't worry about 3 months from now. Like your recent one was just about this. Mm-hmm. And I tend to do that. I go into it like, well, can I maintain this? That's another one of your podcasts. You say, like, are you doing things that are sustainable? Like, are you going to want to do this mm-hmm. for the rest of your life? And so far, yes, I think it's maintainable. But there really is a part of me that keeps doubting whether or not I can do it.
But again, though, that's going back to the way you've always thought before. So when yeah. you recognize that you're doing that, how can I think about this differently, right? And maybe when you ask yourself that, okay, I recognize this past thought. I recognize that I'm, you know, in this same way that I've always thought that doesn't work. Then the question you can ask yourself is, what's a new way to see this? And maybe it's, am I willing to do this for today? Because the only step to tomorrow is today. Yeah. Does this feel doable today? That's the only question. But you can't continue to kind of tread in those well-worn grooves of the familiar way of thinking. Mm-hmm. Because it is the way you think that drives your choices. And if the way you think looks like the way you've been thinking, looks like the way you've thought, you're going to behave the way you used to behave.
And I'll get the results I've been
getting. Yeah, so you've got to be really committed, more so than to the 4 liters of water. You've got to be committed to thinking in a new way. And if you are a fan of Joe Dispenza and you've read Becoming Supernatural, it's not only do you have to be committed to thinking in a new way, you've got to do it with enthusiasm, with excitement,
yeah.
with belief, with certainty, with all of those things. It's not enough to be like, oh my God, there I go again, being super negative about stuff. That's not going to do the work.
No. No. And that's where I think the other stuff comes into play. And I don't think I've made enough time for visualizing or meditating or taking time from it. That's a whole other can of worms. But I think being intentional is part of it too, right?
I just did an episode, it doesn't come out for a while, but about a quote that I heard from Matt Frazier, who's like, you know, the elite CrossFit male athlete. And he said, for a man who's known for like working out really, really hard and really intensely, and that's what brings him to the top, he said, it's actually not about working harder in every workout. It's about doing the things that allows you to work harder. And so while working harder isn't the example here, but rather being focused, being intentional, thinking in new ways, it's not so much that you think to yourself, oh, I got to focus on this more. I've got to prioritize this more. You need to do the things that allow you to focus in that way, to prioritize in that way. So that's going to be, in this case, the meditation, the visualization, the journaling, all of that kind of stuff. Like, that is not the nice to have when I have time work. That is the work that allows you to do the other things that you want to do.
100%. And we were just saying, like, you can't pour from an empty cup. And this is one area of my life that it doesn't allow me to pour into those around me.
Because well, the thing is, your cup isn't even empty. It's full of your freaking past. So what are you pouring? You know what I mean? Like,
past.
In this past case, it's 100% full of the way it used to be. And so when you go to draw from it, it looks exactly like the way it's always looked. So you've got to fill up that cup with a new perspective, with new ideas. You've got to recognize, here I am, literally filling my mind, literally filling my emotions with the same old stuff. No, I've got to redirect it. And that is a discipline. It is a constant practice. I've been doing that for myself in a different in a different realm. I've noticed that, and it might be pregnancy related, it might be grief related, who knows, but it might just be me. I've been irritated a lot more easily. And it could be with, you know, like the stupid pest control people. So even thinking about it, just like my first instinct is to be irritated. I've canceled the contract with them 6 times. They showed up again today to service the property. Like, what are you doing here? And then I had a conversation with an acquaintance who said something as we were getting off the phone that my first instinct was like, I was really upset about what they said. And I kind of stewed over it for a few minutes. And when I recognized that's what I was doing, I was like, if I continue to think about these things in the way of like, are you kidding me? Should I go back and be like, hey, this really, you know, I'm literally just stewing in the negativity. How can I think about this differently? I have to break this pattern. And so with the pest people, like, I'm super glad that I was here to have this conversation and clear it up, as opposed to not being here when they came and then
having to cancel it for the 7th time. Yeah.
Right. And then with the thing that the guy said on the phone, you know what? I'm going to choose to just let that be evidence of why this person isn't somebody close to me. You know, I'm going to be grateful that they showed me this, because I don't want to think that I have an ally when I don't have an ally, you know, like I'm going to be, instead of being irritated, aggravated, calling my husband and being like, dude, guess what so-and-so just said? I'm going to choose to be grateful for this reminder of what I don't want in my life, you know? And it's not easy, but it is, and it's constant work, but that your empty cup thing hit the nail on the head. Your cup is not empty. Your cup is full of your thoughts about the way things have been.
Yeah. This particular cup.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And this is the particular cup that you really want to make a shift in.
It's the only cup.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the main cup.
Yeah.
So like, given what, I know you always say that there's no right place to start, mm-hmm. and, you know, just starting with one area, given what you know, like what do you think I could start with? Like, I mean, I do read,
I read the books. The new belief I want to hold about health and fitness and me is,
yeah,
you know, what I envision, you know, Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about creating this vision for where you're going. You've got to build that first, because that's what you're going to want to turn to when you notice these old familiar thoughts. So you've got to know, like, this is what I'm creating. And, you know, for you as a mom of a bunch of little ones, I think about what I think of, because, you know, we had a similar upbringing with weight and shame and, you know, all of those things. I'm so excited to show my kids this model.
Yeah.
Like, I really feel that in my soul.
Yeah.
I want this to be a family thing, and I feel that in my soul. I want my kids to be a part of eating healthy consistently because we want to, because we want to feel amazing. I want my kids to be a part of this as an active family. I want my kids to be a part of having a fit, functional mom.
Yeah.
You know, and whether that's part of your vision or it's not part of your vision, you've got to create that new story, because the primary story that you're up against just has a lot more repetition and a lot more of your mental energy and your belief is, I lose weight, but then I put it back on and it's just always been an issue and there must be some block. Like, that's what you keep re-choosing. That's what you keep repeating. That's what you're bringing into your life. So the very first thing is, what is this new belief that I'm choosing to pour into, that I'm choosing to focus on, that I'm choosing to turn to in down moments and in moments when I recognize that I'm in the past and in the problem? You've got to start there. I think second to that, supportive to that, would be going back to Becoming Supernatural and rereading it again through this lens.
Yeah, I think that's great, because it's exactly what you said. We, having 2 daughters and 2 sons, I didn't want my daughters to grow up remotely with the thought process of their bodies that I did. My kids are beyond healthy. They eat, I mean, they don't see me eat the stuff that I eat in my off times, but Our kids eat crazy healthy. They are very active children, and I'm an active parent, but when your daughter says to you one day, like, mommy, why is your tummy so big? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the stuff that I don't want. I don't want my kids to see their mom as an out of shape mom, mm-hmm. or someone that's not necessarily the best example.
Create the vision of what you do want, not of what you don't want. You know what I mean? Because remember, we need that elevated emotion. When you think about this, I want it to excite you. Whatever it is that you come up with, I want it to make you feel energized and motivated and good and proud and excited to move forward. Definitely not sad.
Yeah. So go towards what you do.
You can tell the version of the story that makes you feel like crap, but that's not going to be the energy of change.
Yeah. Perfect.
That's where I think that you should.
I do. I tend to go towards the negative when I talk about stuff like this. This is one of the only subjects that I'll catch myself, and it is a very negative subject for me.
But all of that tend to stuff is the stuff that needs to change.
100%.
And it's the recognizing it. You're not going to recognize it 100 times, but when you do, you've got to have something to turn to. It's not enough to be like, oh, there I go again, into the past, into the problem, into the negative. You've got to have a bright, compelling new vision to turn to reinforce that excites you. So that's where you have to start, is creating that.
Awesome. I will reread it. I have it in my nightstand.
And I would love for you to reach out in a couple weeks and give me an update. Just let me know kind of where you're at, how it's going, if we need to kind of course correct a little bit, because this is like step 1A of like 42Z, you know?
Step 42.8Z.
So shoot me an email in a couple of weeks and let me know how it's going, okay?
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Totally my pleasure. Have a really great day.
You too. Bye, Elizabeth.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.